Hello, everyone, and welcome to our continuing podcast series of GSX on the floor of 2019. We're very happy to have with us, I'm visiting the Everbridge booth today, and very happy to have Annie Azrari, the Director of Product Management for Everbridge, and Ahmad Moline, the Chief Technology Officer. And we're going to discuss a little bit about the roadmap of where the technology's headed with Everbridge, and we'll do that with Ahmad, and then talk with Annie about some of the strategic things that are being planned and what some of the new acquisitions are bringing to the table and how those are going to be worked in. So, Ahmad, tell us a little bit about right now when people step into the booth at Everbridge for this show, what are some of the technology solutions they're looking at that maybe they didn't see at other venues?
Well, thank you very much for stopping by. Interestingly enough, this year, people seem to have had Everbridge as a destination. And what we've been really showing them is how to manage critical events, from knowing about them all the way to full incident response from within the same solution. That's been absolutely key in getting this amazing amount of traffic to our booth. And it's really also part of the vision that we've put out there for a while. The idea has always been very simple. Our prospects, our customers, certainly have realized that they need a certain level of automation, the ability for a system to track all of the things that they worry about in one place. And at the same time, keep an eye on all of the things that they care about as an organization. So, and if the things that they worry about are going to impact the things that they care about, well, guess what? They want to make sure that the system will do what needs to be done to ensure ultimately that the incident is contained, that the incident is mitigated, potentially that the impact is eliminated. So to put that more concretely, what does it mean? Well, it means that the system can keep an eye on people, whether it's your employees, your expats, your travelers, whether it's your visitors, your contractors, to ensure that we have an idea as to where they may be. Same thing with your facilities, your assets, your supply chain. That's one of the big announcements that we made here. So that includes the origin destination pairs, the routes, the stops, anything where if there is a disruption, your business may be impacted. It also means your IT systems. It also means your reputation. So those are the things that matter to an organization. The things that an organization worries about, on the other hand, it could be everything from bad weather to a terrorist attack to a protest that may disrupt operations to ultimately an earthquake or other natural disasters. So whether it's natural disasters, man-made disasters, technology issues, or ultimately just things that may happen, having that information come in, having a system that automatically sees whether those risk events are going to be disruptive, are going to impact business continuity, life safety, supply chain, even IT operations, would absolutely key. So the system does both of these things and then makes a determination as to the impact, right? Should we ignore it completely because lots of bad things happen around the world all the time, and if they don't impact, then it doesn't matter. If they do impact, then what should happen? It could be something as simple as letting the security team know. It could be something far more advanced, meaning that we would kick off the appropriate plans that may include the variety of tasks that need to be completed by specific teams. And during the entire life cycle, the system is keeping watch. It's keeping track of what was done, what was not yet done, what's overdue, what needs to be done. Is there a crisis management team that's adding additional tasks to the list that the system then needs to keep track of? That's that comprehensive management of the incident response, from detecting at the very beginning that something bad has happened, all the way to seeing it through the potential recovery or mitigation, and then learning from how it was managed so we can do better the next time.
You know, it's interesting that you touched upon the point of Everbridge being a destination for the end users that are here at the show, that they're specifically coming here to look for solutions. What are some of the pain points and some of the challenges and this keeps me up at night questions you're getting from people that are coming to see you?
So it starts with lack of visibility into what's going on.
Okay.
And once they find out that something bad has happened, knowing whether to believe it or not, then understanding if there is an impact. And then once they try to figure out what the impact is, then making a decision as to what to do about it. Today, what keeps them up at night is knowing that if they go to sleep, they may wake up to some pretty bad news in the morning and being completely behind in dealing with it. And then the only tools they happen to have today would be disparate tools, having to go to multiple places to figure out what's going on, going to multiple places to figure out what your impact is. Where are my resources? Where are my people? What's impacted? You know, we call it swivel chair integration. So even if they're awake and dealing with it, they've got to go to multiple places to piece up all of this information, to piece together all this information, and that takes a long time. And ultimately, people, actions, just about the most critical things may fall through the cracks, and you may not know about it until it's too late. And what that means in the real world is lives might be at stake, or ultimately, you may have a disruption to the organization, to the business, that may have real costs. So by bringing it all together, this is what's appealing to them, you can not only sleep better at night, knowing that even if you're not watching the screen, or you don't have a team that's watching the screen, the system is. The system is always looking for what's moving around in terms of people and assets, always looking at the bad things that may be happening, and will take action. Even if taking action means it's going to wake you up. So go ahead, don't worry, sleep easy. If something bad happens that impacts you, we'll make sure that the system reaches somebody, wakes somebody up. It will kick off the appropriate plan so that you're not behind while you're waking up nicely. It will make sure that what needs to be done does get done.
So you got to make sure, you being the tech guy, that what you're offering your potential client is meeting their business organizational need, and you're making a business case for purchase. So, you know, making that business case for purchase, you know, how do you do that?
So it depends on the business, but typically it's fairly simple. What's the cost of disruption? You know, in some cases it's hard to put a price on a human life, but let's look at it from a business disruption perspective. If something bad happens and you're not watching, or you didn't know about it, or it takes 5 hours to recover, how much is it going to cost you? Not just in terms of lost business during that period of disruption, what is it going to cost you in terms of reputation, credibility out there in the marketplace? That has a real and direct impact. So making the case from a business case perspective isn't a stretch.
Well, now we heard from the technology perspective, so let's switch over to Annie Azrari and let her talk a little bit about, Annie, if you would, some of the acquisitions and also some of the strategic partnerships that you've entered into over the last several months that are really kind of changing the face of how Everbridge is going to market.
Sure. You may have noticed that Everbridge acquired NC4.
Right.
NC4 has been a partner of Everbridge for many years, and we already had an integration with NC4. Ahmad touched on a pain point that our customers face around going to bed, waking up, and finding out that something happened. NC4 really aims to solve that for our clients by providing them with situational awareness. So bringing them into the Everbridge family allows us to provide situational awareness to our end users, our clients, and allow them to be proactive. When they see a risk that could impact their assets, they can be proactive and take action, either activate the crisis management plans, as Ahmad touched on, or send out life safety related notifications and get a life safety check for their contacts to make sure that everyone's safe. And the piece that NC4 play, the part that NC4 plays in that story is really providing that top-notch situational awareness. Now, speaking to the other integrations and other partnerships, we are expanding our life safety solution by offering a wearable panic device. this wearable panic device comes to us from Riskband, a partner, a new partner of Everbridge, and allows our customers to use a wearable panic button in situations that could really cause a life safety situation to their contacts. Let's say there are nurses visiting patients in their homes. Let's say we have bank couriers that are dropping money. Agency workers who are going into people's homes for child welfare, and oil and gas utility workers who are executing difficult tasks in the field, technicians working in the lab late at night, working with the dangerous chemicals. All of these end users, in most cases, are not able to have a mobile device with them to initiate a panic if they need help. Even if they have the mobile device on them, the nature of their job is such that they may not have time to pull out the mobile device and send a request for help or activate a panic button. In these scenarios, we want them to wear a panic button on their body, around their neck or on their belt, so they can quickly activate it, and then have a response center have a two-way conversation with them over this panic button. So the wristband device has two-way audio. It captures pictures, and it also captures geolocation. The response center that responds to these clients is a FEMA-certified response center and connected to all the PSAP infrastructure in the U.S. and 150 countries in the world. But clients have an option. If they choose to respond to the panic calls themselves via their GSOCs, they can do that as well. So this is a new offering that we are providing as part of our life safety solution to our clients to address these use cases.
When you look at these two acquisitions and partnerships, how is that fitting in strategically to the long-term and short-term footprint of where Everbridge is going as a company, as a provider of risk and emergency management solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe that these acquisitions and these partnerships are helping us really bring the critical events management vision to life and provide our customers with situational awareness, but also the tools that help them deal with difficult situations, whether their end users are under duress, or give them the visibility into what events are happening around the world. So it really helps with every step of a critical events management workflow by giving them tools to assess, locate their end users, and act, whether that is sending a life safety notification or activating a crisis management plan, and then be able to do analysis on that and see how they can improve their standard operating procedures.
Very good. Well, I appreciate Annie and Ahmad taking time with us today, and we would certainly recommend that after you've gone to the show that you Google Everbridge and take a look at their technology solutions and some of the new partnerships to help with your emergency management needs down the road. Again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again.